just wanted to touch base with you. This is my first vlog, you know, video blog. I have been blogging for years and years, but this is the first time that I am doing it video-wise. And I want to thank my friend Shane Gregory, who is all about it. He knows what he's doing, and I don't. So that's really good. At the same time, we're doing a podcast under the Sin Elder podcast. So look for us there on iTunes and anywhere else that you're getting your podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. The first thing I want to talk about is the fact that it's still raining. And, you know, we went pretty much all summer and didn't have any rain whatsoever. And now it won't quit raining. And that would be good in any other scenario. But, you know, my husband being a tobacco farmer that he is, he's very upset with himself that he didn't take down any tobacco. And he is just convinced that he's going to have to work himself to death between now and the middle of December to get everything done because of all this rain. Personally, I like it. I like rainy days, especially with all the heat and the dryness we've had. But I can appreciate the farmers that don't have their crop out, that are just chomping at the bit to get back into the field. I can appreciate that they're doing that. But I do like a rainy day. You know, it's one of those days, you know, as the song goes, you know, you can cry on a rainy day because nobody knows that that's what you're doing. But the main thing I wanted to talk about today is about selling your soul to the devil. And, you know, I'm not a preachy type person. I'll give you my opinion in any way, shape, and form, but I'm not going to sit here and preach to you. But there are people out there that I know that I've encountered, and I just look at them and I say, you know, they had to have sold their soul to the devil. That's the only thing I can think of that they've had, the luck they've had or the success that they've had. And those of us who sit back and work ourselves to the bone and work ourselves to death, that, you know, of course we're all right in the sinning category. You know, we might sin here and there, but we haven't caused ourselves to go to eternal damnation. So maybe, you know, some of the things we've had to go through throughout our lives have been the hell that we won't have to do in the afterlife. But, you know, I sit back and I see some of these people, and you know, you don't want to go up to them and say, you know, I think you might want to reconsider the life that you're living. But I look back at them and I wonder, you know, is it really worth it? You know, that's my big deal about any of this. Is it worth your own mental health to sell yourself out? And you know, I know that there's times that you say, hey, I can't follow my heart, I can't follow my passion, I've got to follow the money, or I've got to follow the prestige. You know, I can appreciate that. I mean, there's times in your life that that's what you need to do. But, you know, don't get it so far gone that you can't bring yourself back to who you truly are and who you were made to be. And, you know, because honestly, I can't imagine anything that is worth eternal damnation. And again, I don't want to preach because I'm not a preacher. But I do have an opinion. In all ways, shape, and form, I have an opinion. So, and I keep having to remind myself that, you know, I've been here a long time. So I do think that I have a little bit of wisdom, probably more wisdom than not. But so I do feel like I have something to offer as far as that's concerned. As far as this week, you know, it's hump day. We're almost to the weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on in our area this weekend, and the weather is supposed to be beautiful. Personally, I'm a little bit I can't think of anything that I want to do this weekend, and there's lots of stuff I want to do this weekend. I want to go camping. I probably won't, because, you know, Jimmy, if it ever dries up, Jimmy's back in the tobacco patch, and I'll never see him until December. But I really want to go camping. I thought about pressure washing my deck. I've never done that, but I thought it would be really fun to try. I wonder what kind of trouble I'll get into doing that. And then there's barbecue on the river down in Paducah. So I thought, well, maybe I'll go to that, but I'll end up going by myself and stuff. I'm going to go by myself. I'm just not going to go because I love barbecue. But if you live in Western Kentucky, you get barbecue pretty much any time. And which is good. And so that's really all I have to do, except I really have a lot of writing to do. And I'm way behind in my writing. So if I just took 3 straight days, Friday night, all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and did nothing but write, I would feel so much better about where I am in the world. But that's what I've got this week, and I appreciate y'all taking the time to check out my video blog, my vlog, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me on my podcast. Remember, I'm out there at Sin Elder pretty much everywhere, or www.sinelder.com. If you need me for anything, give me a holler. I'd love to be talking to you. Take care. See ya.